Lubbock received nearly 5,000 doses of the first emergency-authorized coronavirus vaccine this week. Pulmonologist Dr. Brian Williams was one of the first in line at Covenant Medical Center.
I've avoided COVID for the last 9 months, despite taking care of COVID patients every day, taking care of thousands of people. So the fact that I can get the vaccine is quite amazing.
The vaccine offers hope to strained healthcare workers, but Williams says there's still a long road ahead. Hospital employees have been prioritized in the initial rollout of the coronavirus vaccine. But once it's more widely available, experts will have to convince people to get it. Williams says that could be a challenge.
People are using whatever conspiracy theory they want to use to reassure themselves that they don't want to take a vaccine.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Dennis Duryea debunked conspiracy theories at a healthcare worker roundtable hosted by the city of Lubbock.
The vaccine will not make females infertile. The vaccine does not act as a GPS tracker that would allow the government to track your movements.
Duryea explains how the mRNA vaccine works. Messenger RNA is a genetic material that comes from a very small piece of a virus.
This little piece of virus is not infectious and does not give you COVID. However, it does trick the body into believing it has become infected, and it forms antibodies.
A new poll from the Episcopal Health Foundation finds 63% of Texans are likely to get the coronavirus vaccine once it becomes available to them. For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick.